Everyone, welcome to More Than Meets His Guys. This podcast is a journey through Transformers from the beginning of the anime series with two old friends coming at it from different perspectives. Together, we will go episode by episode with the occasional extra to look at how the show holds up or if it's a trap of nostalgia. We'll be looking at all things involved in the episode, whether there are real world factors that crept in the writing or the episode's typical afternoon cartoon fodder. I'm Evan, a lifelong fan here. Well, I'm pretty much familiar with all aspects of the franchise. So while Ed here, he was familiar with it, but it was really nothing he got into. So thanks for being here, everyone. And Ed, good to see you again, man.
Hey, what's up, man?
I know you've been busy at tech at work and stuff, and,
life
in general.
Yeah, the state of the world right now is makes everything difficult to do at this moment. Like, it seems like every time I look at the news, there's like something's getting blown up, or there's a riot, or someone's getting like almost assassinated.
Yeah. So I get that. I've got an old buddy at work. He's on the other side of the political side than I am. Mm-hmm. But he wants to talk about things and understand things because he doesn't get into the news very much. And I do, but I very much curate what I get because I don't want the onslaught of stuff constantly. So we'll talk about things. And he's like, you know, he was crazy about the stock market today because he heard everything's crashing and everyone's going to go to recession. I said, no, dude, it's fine. Don't turn on the news.
The stocks, everything was back up today.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. You can't sit there and watch it because you'll drive yourself nuts. Yeah. So, you know, it's like one of those things that, you know, you have to do things that are good for your mental health. And, you know, we get inundated with so much just junk all the time. And the 24-hour news cycle, I think, is really what does it to us. It's the constant barrage.
It's true. My levity lately has been the Olympics, though. Yes. However, I will say that the last two Olympics, it's just been this crazy. It brings out the worst in people, and it brings out the worst in a certain sect of people. And man, it's real bad. Real bad right now. So
I really like, yeah, you know, the thing about the Olympics I love, though, is I guess the way that people our age and younger deal with things is you mean it. You make some sort of GIF about it or something like that, or GIF if you prefer. I don't know how the side of the road you lie on there.
We've talked about this before. My preferred pronunciation is the original Spanish of heath.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. I apologize. You're the original Barcelonian.
We've talked about this several times.
Yeah. I can't remember. I fight with my wife about all the time. It's graphical interface, not graphical. Anyways, so yeah, the thing I love is the Turkish guy, and he's like just a pair of glasses on, he's got a t-shirt on, he's like, and that is the best thing to come out of it. I love it because the guy is just like, he's like, hey, you know, divorced dad, and you know, forgot to try something new in life, and he wins silver at the Olympics. I love that kind of stuff. Yeah. That's fun. That stuff's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. As in regards to the controversies, I've seen some really amazing hot takes on them, but I don't want to repeat them here because this isn't really the
no, man. This is we had too many real world factors. I showed you this the other day. I actually showed it to Boo in the episode we recorded too. I picked this up, and you know, so this is the Amazon exclusive, like you know, two vinyl set of the original show songs, and I'm looking at it. And I, you know, they also have it on Spotify or YouTube or whatever you listen to, Apple Music, I'm sure. They already have it on there too. So I haven't even opened it yet. And I'm like, well, I should open it. Look, I'm like, why? I came to a realization. I really like handling vinyl. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of older stuff, a lot of old Yes albums. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of old, I've got Virgil Purple Rain in there. I've got a lot of really cool stuff.
I have that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, there's just like, you know, a lot of Jethro Tull, got some old Black Sabbath, you know, just cool stuff. I've got some newer reprinted Tom Waits and stuff. Cause so I loved, but I'm realizing like, I love it because you love that tactile feel, I don't know, the analog of it.
Yeah.
But
you can just like, well, it feels nice.
Yeah,
they have a good heft also. It feels real nice in the hands.
It does, and it's funny how we got away from that. I looking at it now, like I don't know if I'm ever going to open that. I like having it. I like the feel of it. I might one day open. Who knows?
Just open it. It feels nice. I buy records still, and I don't play them. My record player isn't even hooked up. But I every time I buy a record, I open it just to feel it in my hands and flip it and all that. Because I really only buy colored vinyl.
Yeah.
Feature discs, clear, like any sort of gimmick vinyl I'll buy. And unless it's there's like one exception. Like I'll like every year the Dead Milkmen, like probably my favorite band, the Dead Milkmen, put out a they do a record store day thing where all of the like once they get paid back for the record, like the their record label donates all the other profits to a thing called the Giving Groove that's they buy instruments for kids in high school.
That's cool. That's really
And
nice.
I think that I think that's super cool. So they usually do colored vinyls, vinyl, I hate vinyls. They usually do colored vinyl releases of those. So I always buy those. Because they're cool, but I think there was one year, I think last year that it was on black, but it came with a bonus 7-inch that was on like this weird brown marble thing. So
Nice.
but it came with a coloring book too, which was really cool.
I love that kind of stuff. No, I kind of dig it. I mean, like I just really collect the things I like. I'm a big Fleet Foxes fan, and they've been everything on vinyl, and I like the way their stuff sounds because they have a certain, like, I don't know, a certain like that neo folk kind of Crosby, Stills, Nash kind of sound to it. And so I dig that on the sound of records. My record player is kind of trash. I actually need a good one at some point. It's getting to the point where it's skipping a lot now just because it's just junk. I'll eventually do that. And get something better. So I don't really want, also don't want to put anything on there right now because I don't want to scratch it because it's jumping a lot. I even did
Yeah.
the old penny on the arm, man. You
Did
tape
you
a penny down.
have you just pulled the dust off of the needle?
Yeah, I have. I
Okay.
actually changed the needle out and everything. It's
Oh, okay.
just it was like all it was all in one record player. It's just nothing
Oh,
great. I mean,
it's a Crosley, isn't it?
I think it is.
Oh no. Yeah. No.
Well,
Yeah,
dude, I
get rid
don't
of
know.
it. Get rid
I
of
was
it.
like,
Yeah,
I
good
will get
time.
myself a new one day. I'll get that and I'll get like a little amp with it, and a
Yeah.
little speaker
Yeah.
setup. That's all I need. I just haven't done. It's like one of the on the it's on that way down on the list.
Fair
I was
enough.
give yeah, I was given that one year for Christmas. So I'm like, oh, cool, whatever. Yeah, but I kind of do this stuff. It's just those little things that carry over because I was looking at recently. There was recently there's a whole thing where cassette tapes are coming back into fashion.
Yeah, they've been back for like in a lot of the music that I listen to, they've been back for a while, and there's some things that have come out that your only option for buying it is cassette. Not like there people didn't even do like SoundCloud or Bandcamp releases. It was like cassette only. Like here's these four songs, cassette only, and I'm like,
That's
that's kind of
crazy, man.
cool. Well, I had a tape deck in my truck until like 2 years ago when I bought my Volkswagen.
Like, I won't use this ever again.
It, like well, I used it every day because I had a tape to I had one of those tape adapters with the
Oh
headphone
yeah, I
jack,
used to have one of those
and I
too.
ran my phone through it, and that was very handy. But you said down the list, and I want to tell you something else that's down the list, and that's Hoist Goes Hollywood.
Mean, Moist Goes Hollywood?
Hoist Goes Hollywood. This episode of the Transformers that we watched today, written by one Mr. Earl Kress.
He's done a bunch of the others too.
We've
He's
talked
one
about
of the
Earl
guys.
Kress before,
Yeah, he's done a lot.
and I forgot about Earl Kress's weird website. His website's still up, but
Oh,
it was like built in like 1998, and
This I'm like,
it's
man.
cool. It's cool to see it because it's a very charming like time capsule of that era of web design. But what's very sweet about it, and that I genuinely like is that the homepage on it has a lot of testimonials and stuff. Because he passed away in
I do remember
2011.
that. Yeah, he just
Yeah,
passed away
and
somewhat recently, like recent years, right?
what's that?
Just like pretty recent years, he's passed away, right?
2011.
20, okay, it was 2011. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was like basically it's a devotion page for him now at this point.
Yeah, it's very cool. There's a lot of tributes on it. So the whole
That's
front page
right.
is just his friends of his and a lot of colleagues and stuff.
I
And
remember that video.
like a lot of people that actually worked in comics and stuff. Like eulogies for him. Very cool. I like that a lot. And he did a lot of stuff that we talked about it before, but he did a lot of stuff that was like, oh, okay, cool. And stuff that wasn't necessarily what I liked, but like I like that he just did so much stuff. But he also wrote a lot of not a lot, but he wrote a few episodes of the new Leave It to Beaver. And I was a fan of the new. I was a fan of the old Leave It to Beaver. I am to this day a fan of the Leave It to
I
Beaver.
was too actually. Like years ago, I used to watch that at my grandmother's house. I'd stay over there, and like my parents were having troubles. I'd stay at my grandmother's house, and I'd watch that late night. But yeah, you know, honestly, full disclosure, man, it's not a great episode, but it's kind of fun. This is it kind of laughs at itself a lot, which okay, well, we'll get to that later.
I don't know.
We'll get that later.
If it laughed at itself, then that's some at least somebody's laughing at it, because I certainly was not laughing.
Oh man. Well, dude, it starts off with the most boring afternoon drive along a canyon road with the least likable threesome.
It's got this happy little tune that this like almost like a I don't know like a 1980s like TV show theme, but it's like a show about like lawyers or something like that. Not LA Law either. Not something cool.
Oh,
like LA
see,
Law,
that would be kind of cool. Yeah, I was a fan of that.
This was like if it was like lawyers in Chicago in like 1985.
Oh, okay. Well, like you know, I was going to say you almost had me like the kind of Boss Legal type, but not even that good. Okay.
No, this would be like some absolute like middle of the road thing. It's like much like how those Chicago shows are now, and it's the most middle of the road. Like inoffensive television. Like,
yeah,
we're gonna make an empire out of Chicago stuff. I'm like, oh God, spare me this, man.
It's like the lawyer version of Cop Rock.
Oh, Jesus.
I never saw it. I saw it later on. I saw the people talking about it. I had to look it up, and it's the worst, most ridiculous thing. I don't know how that ever got greenlit. Anyways,
I remember that coming out and seeing like a lot of like I watched a lot at that point in my life. I watched a lot of TV. That's all I could do. Like I couldn't go anywhere. I didn't have any money.
Oh
so
yeah.
All I could do was watch TV. And mm-hmm. so like it was a case where I ended up with a TV in my bedroom. So I was like, it's all here. It's for me. I don't have to argue anybody about what I want to watch. I can just watch television. And
that on the Leesway house.
No, this is when I was like a kid.
God, I don't know. I can't remember how long ago Cop Rock was on.
This was in like 1990 or 91 or
oh,
something like
God.
That. I was in like middle or early high school, and I was like, but you know, back in the day, they used to do these like networks used to do these like before the new season started, they would sometimes do these like hour long things where they would talk about the new shows that were coming out. Like,
Well,
we've got, and they would interview the actors and all this stuff, and they did one of them was like a big piece on Cop Rock, and it was like I was like, I'm watching that. Like, I'm definitely watching that. And like, yeah, man, like I remember like watching that first episode. I mean, and even, I mean, I was 14, 15, and I'm, you know, I'm like, this is awful. This is like, I can't even finish this. This was like House of the Dragon now. Like, nah, click. I'm done with this.
That's another show I can't get into. I tried.
I actually came back around on House of the Dragon. I didn't like it at first because everybody's name sounded the same.
Well, yeah, they're all Targaryen and like
the names are all like Aemon and Greyman and Viserys and Trigarius and all this. And it's the cool thing about Game of Thrones and I've said this before on here that like you know, Game of Thrones and Star Wars, the early Star Wars, the reason mm-hmm. that I think that they were successful was because the characters had names that were just kind of Earth name, the regular names, but slowly, you know, like changed or something like, you know,
John
like,
Snow,
but it was like
Stark,
and like Rob was like ROBB, and like
yeah,
Eddard, and
they're still down
Kaplan.
To earth.
They're you recognize the names, you know, like Luke Skywalker, Leia, apparently Leia,
I love the character and all that, but Qui-Gon Jinn.
That was when they started getting into gibberish names, and I hated it. And it's like, and whatever the Mandalorian's name is, I don't even know what I can't remember
right now.
I can't remember if his name was like Deke, you know, Star Killer.
Done in Canada, done in Canada, Star Killer. I've got to admit to something real quick. So I found this deal on Facebook Marketplace. This guy was selling a ton of GoBots. For like cheap.
No.
Yes.
No. Oh, okay.
Yes. I gotta tell you, man.
You get leader one at least.
No leader one in there. I have Vitor though. You could take this guy. You could club a thief like a burglar, and yeah, they go down, and you might be tried for manslaughter.
You have Psycho. Psycho in there?
Oh, actually, I do.
Oh, dude, that'd be rules. That was the first transforming toy I ever had.
He is one of my favorites. He's actually the reason I ended up getting it, because they had that. Like the whole thing was like $50. Like I can do that. Yeah, like, there's like 40 of them.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah. I was like, I can't say no to that, man. That's terrible, you know. But here we are, and now I have those. I feel guilty about it, but I don't at the same time.
But yeah, so yeah, we got this this jaunty little tune, this cop rock tune going on, and then these cars like race around Spike, and was it Carly who was
This
with him?
Carly's in there with him. Yeah,
Carly,
his girlfriend that goes to MIT, and he's like 15 or 16, right?
but they're in California.
Yeah. Well, and I think they're Eastern Oregon or something. I don't know. But
Well, I mean, there's like film studios, that's why I was like, they're probably in
oh yeah,
California.
you're wrong. You're not wrong. And that's probably why they're out there by themselves. They're going on a long
Long road trip
road trip date thing.
with a robot.
Yeah. And then Spike is doing the old man shakes fist at cars, you know, talking about those hot rodding punks. And
So these two cars race around, but these guys are wearing like these helmets, and these guys like they have like these real like 60s anime looking faces. Like they've got
Yeah, they
the
do.
like grimacing. They were
It's a
reminded me
speed
more than
racer.
anything, though. They reminded me of the guys from the bad guys from the video "Take on Me" by Aha.
Oh yeah, they kind
You
of
remind me
do
of those guys? Yeah,
actually.
they look like
Yeah,
those
they
guys.
do. That's a nice deep cut because no one ever remembers that part of the video. But I got to hand it to you. Actually, that was the only good part of the video. Or you can beat on the wall until you become real or something. I don't know. But yeah, they're doing some Fast and Furious 12 like stunt racing. They're, you know, they drive up a cliff thing and he does a flip. And I don't know how fast his car was going, but it did a ramp and flew like, I don't know, 100 feet and then landed hood, like hood
Excitement,
on, not hood on hood, like top on top, you know.
like Top Gun style, just
Yeah, man. He was like, he, but he, there was this whole cool effect. And there was the guy at the bottom, I guess he was supposed to stop. That becomes a second, but there's this director is like, you know, cut, you're in our scene, you know, yelling at the kids in the robot
This guy
truck.
was the most like if you could like take what everyone thought a director looked like in like 1950. This guy, he had like that like safari looking jacket on, you know, with a bunch of pockets and stuff.
He
Like,
looks like what someone would describe a Jewish filmmaker to look like. He does. I'm not saying that to like trying to cancel this sort of thing, but he is like curly brown hair, and he's got the safari outfit on and the dark glasses, and like, you know, I'm surprised he didn't have an ascot on. But yeah, he's
Yeah, they probably forgot to draw it on him.
yeah, you're not wrong. Like an ascot or like a scarf tucked in his safari shirt, you know.
Dude, who? What is Hoist? Is he like a recolor of another mold, like a toy?
No, he's kind of this. He's in the same mold a bit of like Trailbreaker is, except
Yeah,
Trailbreaker has the cab on the back,
right.
and Hoist has like
Like a
the
towing rig or something.
thingy towing thing.
But
He's a
the
real
but he
truck.
transforms the same way though, right? Does he
Oh
transform the
yeah,
same way?
yeah,
Okay,
yeah,
so he is basically like a recolor with a couple of different parts, basically.
yeah. Essentially.
Okay.
So yeah, but he's a repo truck or something. He's a tow truck. I don't know. And he's there. He's like, oh, sorry. And the car, the guy can't hit the brake pedal fast enough, or it doesn't, the brakes don't work, and he goes off the cliff and somehow ends on this little ledge that's too far. Like, they can't bring the helicopters because it's gonna take too long and the guy's gonna die. So Hoist, there's other episodes where Hoist, you know, magically has a 200 yard long towing thing on the back of him, but this time he just decides to transform and climb down. He just like climbs down, you know, a little bit of a cliff and goes over and grabs the guy's arm and saves him. And you know, they're all impressed by the fact that he can go do that.
He just did it. Yeah,
And
it
he's
was
just like, hey, here you go.
like okay, fine, okay, cool, awesome. But this director is so impressed with him. He's so excited about this. I'm gonna put you in pictures. Like
Yeah.
it was
Oh, yeah.
like, dude.
Like, call me
But
Hoist.
then he proceeds to call him Moist every
Moist.
time he refers to him. But we meet the stars of this movie that this guy's making. We don't even know
Yeah.
anything about the movie though. We
No.
get Harold Edsel,
Yeah, Harry Edsel and Karen Fishhook.
Karen Fishhook. We get fake Harrison Ford and fake Carrie Fisher here. She even has the buns. She even has
She
the
does. Oh,
sweater on.
100%. Yeah. You know it's fake Harrison Ford because he like crashes planes. I guess you crashing helicopters would be the right thing to do. Yeah.
That's
Anyway.
Wow. That's
Yeah.
that's
Real world factors.
they crept into it later, like much later.
This is
That's all he
pathetic.
does now
Yeah.
is planes and.
And going to shows and like looks like a grumpy old man. Like he looks like my dad, being grumpy about stuff. Yeah.
I don't blame him, man. You know, that dude had to put up with Star Wars fans and Indiana Jones fans for way too long. I'd
Yeah.
be real crazy about it
He's
too. I
like,
wouldn't.
just let me die. I just want to go fly planes in the mountains and die, please. Thank you.
I wouldn't want to deal with it. But
Well, yeah.
I thought the Edsel part was pretty. I thought that was pretty clever.
Yeah, that was actually couldn't afford Edsel. Yeah, I totally got that too. That was kind of nice. But he offers Moist a vehicle robot casting job, and Spike's like, oh, you can't do that, but I'll do it. I'll help. And
He's like,
I immediately felt
because I'll
secondhand
pretend to be a
cringe.
robot. He'll pretend to be a robot. He'll fake it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think that's what they want. I don't think they want. I don't know, man. I think I don't think you have the talents to pull this off, brother.
Yeah, I immediately felt secondhand cringe for Spike. Like, Moist is like, I'll do it. But honestly, man, my favorite part of this entire episode comes up right now. And Dirge is like, Mayday. Mayday.
What's wrong with him?
He can't fly with that thing on him.
He's
I don't
carrying a
know.
giant thing, like a big piece of machinery. Where did he get this thing from?
Wheeljack's lab, apparently. I guess he went to Cybertron or something.
No. Hold, yeah, because hold on, because I'll address that. We'll address
Oh
that at
yeah,
the
please
end.
do.
So yeah, yeah. Where did he find this thing? So because he can't just go to Cybertron, can he?
As far as I know, he can't, but then again, they fly all over the place.
Nerds can't just go. He can't just go to Cybertron. Maybe it was on Space Bridge. Maybe he picked it up in the
That's
space.
what I'm thinking. Space Ridge, yeah. They just let them run out.
Maybe Shockwave, like.
Yeah. There's too much story to tell with this movie thing, so they could just cut that out because it wasn't
Yeah,
important.
this was a real,
Yeah.
this pressing, dramatic thing we had going on here.
I freaking love Dirge. Mayday. Mayday.
Then he
He
like blows up, like his engine
crashed into a
blows up, and he
swamp on
crashes into a swamp. But you see,
the movie set.
it's on the set of
Major
the
Pictures.
Major Pictures. Major
Yeah.
Pictures.
Major
Yeah, he
Pictures.
crashes here.
Man, and I love it. Like Megatron looks at Starscream and says, can't Dirge carry out a simple mission? And
Blames
he
it on
Megatron
Starscream. He blamed the whole thing on Starscream. Like it
did.
was his fault. It wasn't his fault. Like
He's
he didn't
like,
do it.
no, I know, but I don't know why he was so mad at Starscream the entire time. He had to be mad at someone. He's like, I gotta hit something. Come here. And
Just picks him up, pitches him in the wall.
he tells Dirge to shut down the systems and stay there. They're just like, I can't do anything. Okay.
Turn off. Like,
Turn on. Okay, I'll
all
hang
right,
out here.
turn off, I guess.
Yeah. He sends Astro Train, Thrust, and Ramjet to go rescue him and the cargo.
Why didn't they have? Why didn't? If it was so important, why didn't those guys do it in the first place?
I don't know, because maybe they were all, maybe they had like, I don't know, their labor union hours were up or something. I don't know. Dirge just maybe they want to get rid of Dirge for a while because he's so flipping
All they were
depressing.
doing was standing around behind a door. These guys
Like
were
the
like
Dinobots.
Dinobots. Like they were like Dinobots. They were just standing behind this door waiting because it was like, hey, get in here. It was literally, bzz, there they are right there. They're already right there, just waiting in this closet or something like that. So.
And I would have liked it more if Astro Train had some of his usual like complaining and like he's like sass and stuff usually has. No, he was just there.
Nothing.
He's cargo guy.
I don't even think he said anything the whole
I don't think he
time.
did either. Let's not pay that voice actor that week.
So, Hoist is working. Hoist is acting on this movie, and every other like C grade Autobot shows up, and they're like, "Hey, I'm here, guys. I'm gonna be a movie star too." And like, Warpath shows up, and
Track swoops in.
Drax swoops in,
That's how
and.
you're making an entrance.
Power Glide, all these guys show up. Nobody goods in this episode. So,
I love the Sunstreaker pulls in and transforms like the stars arrived.
oh,
And
no, Sunstreaker's good. So,
he was like the only original of the Autobots that shows up, the original line line of them. He's like the odd man out, but yeah,
it
he's
was weird.
yeah, I don't
So
know
they're
what was.
filming this movie, and apparently the plot of this movie is that something crashes into something else. But it looks like a cowboy movie.
He
Like
does.
Harold
He
Edsel's wearing like a cowboy hat.
no, he's wearing a Indiana Jones outfit.
Kind of, but there's always like modern cars and stuff in it. And all of it, the whole plot is that they crash into something. He walks away, and then Karen Fisher comes out and like, oh, I can't believe you did. You can't believe you did this for me. And then just kisses it. Like, that's the whole plot of this movie, is that something crashes and he just walks out and gets a kiss
from him. He crashes Sunstreaker into a barn or something. He crashes Paraglide into a storefront. Then he crashes Tracks into a brick wall.
It was a lot. There were a lot of crashes. It was just crash after crash after crash. And it was like, so all they were doing was just like stunt work.
Yeah.
Like,
Harrison Ford's fine. Like, okay. I mean, that's cool, but yeah. so they're hired as stunt cars, essentially. They just, the director goes and he finds Dirge in the swamp on the movie, like the back lot. And he's like, what's this guy doing here? And he puts his chair down and thinks about it for a while. It's like, we can use this.
He puts the director's chair on the bank of this little river, on the bank of the swamp. Yeah. And he's got like a dude there in overalls, like standing there with him, like, what do you want to do, boss? Like,
we're going to build a bridge around it.
We're going to build a bridge around this thing.
Because that makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah. Like, I don't know why that was the, like, dude, you had a script to film. Like, I understand.
Feels like Michael Bay.
This is just like, you see something cool and he's all like, yeah, let's and there's more like evidence for this later on, because at some point he just decides to start like making a completely different movie.
Megatron had this piece of junk stolen from Wheeljack's lab. He has no idea what it does. Like, no one knows what it does.
He doesn't know what it does.
He just knows, like, well, they must have had it there for a reason, locked up. And
must have.
Yeah, Starscream says that, yes, Primal ordered Wheeljack to create a device to counter this one, but the subtitles call him Wheelchair.
Wheelchair? Good.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't catch that. I don't think I was able to get the subtitles to work this time.
Oh, they weren't really great. They're pretty normal, but that one jumped out at me. It was kind of nice.
Wheelchair.
One payoff in the entire episode, so there's that. So, yeah, then the Autobots just get pissed off, and they leave because, you know, they're being junked up.
Yeah, they all got sent home. He was like, yeah, he's like, oh yeah, y'all go eat a bagel.
Oh yeah, he tells Hoist to go eat a bagel and get a coffee. He's like, a bagel?
Yeah. Hoist was mad that he got second united. So
yeah,
poor guy.
But he gets his assistant or whatever, the PA, to go get the back all the Autobots, no matter what it takes, you know, problems from whatever you want.
He's got a new idea.
Yeah, they all get chairs. Then they're all
smoking. They all got director's chairs. They all got director's style chairs that are sitting in. This is cool.
Trax has trucks on the back of his. But yeah, nice job. But yeah, so
there was a building that said it was closed, like a set that said it was closed.
Oh, close.
CLLOSE. Close. Close.
Oh yeah, but the movie is now Attack of the Alien Robots. Which, I mean, it sounds like an Ed Wood movie. And man, Harry Edsel, I'm sorry, Harrison Ford. That guy looks really embarrassed. He's like, man, what am I doing here?
Dude, he's wearing this terrible Flash Gordon outfit. But they've got like the shoulders and all this stuff, like the big pointy shoulders, like old, like 50s space suits
had. And the little ray gun and everything.
Oh, he's got a ray gun, dude. But oh my god, the Autobots, these poor guys, like they're in like robot form, but they're just wearing like these rubber masks over their face.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. Wish I'd got it. I got a third party company made Paraglide, one of the ones I have. And one of the things that comes with is an alien mask you put on his face. It's stupid looking. And
I was about to ask if any third parties made the
Actually, the Masterpiece Sunstreaker actually comes with an alien mask too.
Really?
Yeah. The Masterpiece one, I never end up getting it myself. But yeah, you can like have them do their alien robot, you know, thing if you wanted to, I guess.
Do you want to? Do you want to though?
No, I really don't. I don't. I put it on there once. I'm like, that's good. I'm good now. Thanks.
So at this point, the Decepticons are like invading this film studio because they want the film. They want the film, and then they want the negative, and like the MacGuffin changes like a few times here, and
this feels like a ridiculous G.I. Joe episode with Cobra on the movie set or something like that. It's same energy at all, you know?
Yeah, it did, and I still don't know why they wanted the film.
So this is the whole thing. Starscream is so excited because he grabbed the film, right? He's like, okay. I did it. I grabbed it in Megatron. And Soundwave comes in like, you didn't get the negatives.
You didn't get the negative.
And Megatron's so mad. He takes Starscream, pulls him over his head and like slams him on the ground, yeah, yanks some wires.
Yeah.
So he's deactivated. Mm-hmm. And then they go and they're going to go find the negatives. Now, the thing is Thrust and Ramjet were like, oh, the human filmed us. And then Megatron's like, oh, we got to get the film because we don't want the Autobots knowing. Care?
Like, what's the point? Like, why does he care about being filmed? What's on that? What are they going to do? Like, oh, hey, you guys did some crimes. Like, everybody knows you're the bad guys.
Well, Lee, he's worried
they're
that
on the news. They're going, they're on well, the news being that, bad guys.
Well, what if the Autobots happen to see this film, which why would they? And, they find out the big, big boomy weapon that they got on Wheeljack's lab.
They're going to use it anyway. That's the whole point. They got it so they could use it.
I know.
Like,
I'm not saying it's a good reason. I'm just saying that's the reason. But so they go there. It's like it's more like a Scooby-Doo episode with them chasing around the movie lot.
Yeah.
They get the film, I guess, the back from the negatives. And Spike and Carly are sitting in like a little viewing room. And sadly, there's a Kool-Aid man through the screen and shoots the projector, which, okay. But and then they Spike and Carly go and like they're going to go grab the negatives. So, they don't get, destroyed or whatever or stolen. And there's this whole thing with like Spike and Carly, or actually more like Carly with Spike running behind him, trying to evade the Decepticons, and it's kind of dumb. And then like there's this whole setup where like they come, they find Moist again, and Moist is like, oh, follow me and do what I say. They take some of this movie set that looks like something out of the Raiders of the Lost Ark meets Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
And has them hanging above a cauldron of hot lava that's going to dissolve everything. And he's like, what, why does Hoist say like, I'll do it, I'll destroy them, I'll drop them in there? And Megatron should be like, cool.
Okay, cool, man.
you won't do that.
They only wanted the film so that the Autobots didn't get it.
They wanted
so
it destroyed,
Destroying the film is what Megatron wants.
Yeah,
like, this was real convoluted, man. This was
this is real bad. This is kind of plans that Hoist comes up with.
Yeah.
Drops him in muddy water, apparently is boiling or bubbling because air jets or whatever. And everyone's happy. The whole day is saved because Megatron thinks it's destroyed. He's like, oh, cool, we're done.
Yeah, and there was a really funny scene though, like earlier on that we missed, where like they were filming this, like all the alien robots in this like spaceship.
Oh, yes, and, I forgot.
They were like, oh, there's going to be some fake explosions. Don't worry about the explosions. And but like meanwhile, like Frenzy came in and like swapped out. Rumble came in, yeah, swapped out the fake pyro for like a bomb. It like blows them up.
Yeah, this is the funniest thing. Like Rumble just runs there, takes the other one and runs out the door again. And like no one notices Rumble in the entire studio.
Yeah, and I'm saying the only thing he does in the entire thing is just that. He shows up and does that, and then you don't see him again. And
yeah. Like, he like basically he takes off a black hat and puts a quarter stick of dynamite down there. So it was just kind of weird. The whole episode is weird. I mean, this is like,
and that was basically it.
Yeah, and like they're sitting in the movie theater later, and Wheeljack's like, oh, that thing? Hey, I never got to work. Then I worked, I would have taken it with us. Like,
the whole thing with Wheeljack's device was a giant Shaggy Dog joke. It was like a oh ha 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 jokes on them, it didn't even work. Huh?
Yeah, essentially.
And like, but that's that line though. Like it's what I was talking about earlier when they were like, where did Dirge get it from? Like, did he go to Cybertron to get it from the lab?
He must have.
And they came back with it, or I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I'll take the no prize here and I'll say that Shockwave sent it back via the.
Sure.
A space bridge. Sure. That
yeah.
Works.
Like I broke in there. I got this is the only thing I was able to get before the girls beat me up again. So now here you go. And so they take it back. Sure. Now why not? It doesn't matter. It was just it wasn't great. It was you could take any characters of any show and plop them in there. This could have been G.I. Joe and Cobra.
No, this could have been facts of life, dude. This could have been growing pains.
Okay.
Yeah.
This could have been Webster. Let's be honest.
Webster was a good one.
Webster. This is much, yeah, much better.
Cool.
You're gonna hide in this crazy, big house with all the dumb waiters and stuff.
Yeah, so this one, yeah, I had a rough time with this one. That said, like kid brain on this one, like there I don't feel like there was a whole lot of things I could have, like, I don't know, worked with for me on this one. So kid brain's going to award this one Harrison Ford out of five. Adult brain, on the other hand, didn't have a lot to work with on this one, and I was real irritated having to watch it. So adult brain's going to go one Carrie Fisher out of five. This may be one of my least favorite episodes of the Transformers thus far. So.
That makes sense. This is pretty bad. The best part about it is I'm calling them moist the entire time. That just made me laugh every time. I'll be honest with you. This is I told you that we're we there's a like a rut of bad episodes in season two, and we're almost to the end. Well, we actually are to the end of that now, and it's getting to where it's going to get a lot better. A lot of the stuff that's going to happen. So I'm really excited to be past this, just for that, just for the fact that we're finally past this. I will give it 1.5 Harrison Ford crashing a plane in the side of a mountain out of five, and I think that's good, man.
I think this is the most unanimous we've ever hated an episode.
Yeah, it's good. Well, there's a reason, because it sucks. Earl Kress, I mean, I love you, dude. You did some great things, and you're an inspiration to a lot of people. This one is definitely one. I kind of feel like we talked to Michael Charles Hill about this. He's like, yeah, I just threw a bunch of plot ideas, and they took some, they didn't take others. This is one of those. Like, yeah.
I mean, I mean, they can't all be winners, especially when they're
No,
not
no.
much. So, I mean, it is what it is. But
Yeah.
but in
So.
2024, it's not so good, Al.
Yeah, well, Al.
Yeah, it's a Happy Days reference.
Oh my God. Okay. Sorry. Sorry, that threw me off, way off. Yeah, it's not.
Try the
Okay.
fish. How's the fish?
Jesus, man.
It's not so good, Al.
Yeah. Anyways, you lost all the listeners on that one. Good job. I like you're someone's dad's like, I get that.
Good. I hope so. So yeah, coming soon. Sit on it, the Happy Days podcast.
All right, y'all. Been a pleasure. I'm glad to have you back, man. We're gonna get back into better episodes, I promise.
I certainly hope so. So.
Yeah, well, we hit the bottom. You can only go up from the bottom. So
See,
I
you said that
hear.
before, that it just keep, I find untold depths. So we'll
Yeah,
see.
I get that. I get that. All right, man. Take it easy.
All
Have a
right.
great week, everyone. And anything with say?
Roll out.
Oh, that
That's
works
all.
for me.
Just roll
Oh,
out.
that's
Just
perfect.
roll out.
These Guys is performed by Evan Johns and Ed Strickland with Boo of the Excellent Underground.com. Research is also done by Evan Johns, Ed Strickland, and Boo of the Excellent Underground.com. All used images are property of Hasbro, Sunbow, Paramount, and/or Marvel. And without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to you being here every week.